What the singer here is saying is he was burned by a lover. He's saying that he was just fucking thrown under the bus and it hurts. And he has to find a way to deal with that pain. He already came into the world, as he says, with enough insecurities. And now the fact that this woman that he's been with has fucked him over, he's even more fucked up now. So what happened was, the singer, he went out with his friends one day, only to find out that his woman had been fucking one of his friends. And now she's going out, she's taking his money, she's fucking around with one of his friends. He didn't even know. And now he feels like shit. That's what's going on here. He's fucked up in the head because of what happened to him. And now he can't. He's having trouble moving on because of what this woman did to his soul. He can't deal with it. He's saying that, yeah, should he just move on? Well, fuck, that's easier said than done in this situation. This girl was messing around, cheating on him. He had feelings for her. He can't just up and move on like nothing happened. He was infatuated by the sex he was getting from this woman.
Maybe he did it all for the sex. He clearly enjoyed getting it on with this woman, making whoopee, doing the horizontal boogie, or simply fucking.
Only for her to take that off the table and to give it to another man, and in this case, one of his friends. Unacceptable. Everyone knew what the fuck was going on except him. He was probably blinded by the love and the feelings he had for this woman, so he couldn't feel it. He didn't see it, but ultimately, he did. So he admits, this girl made him vulnerable, and she didn't give a shit. She went out and fucked his friend and didn't care about his feelings, and now his heart is in a million pieces after getting tossed into a blender and ripped apart. He wants to just be left alone at this point, even though he does say, I appreciate it, I do. So he doesn't want his friends to think he's blowing them off, because he appreciates their support, but they can't help at this point. He's too broken. And then he starts thinking that it's going to be worse before it gets better. He doesn't feel like this pain is ever going to go away.
But he ponders one final time that maybe,
just maybe,
the sex was worth all of this pain. This song was released on June 15th, 1999. And at the time, the guitarist on this track is on the record to saying, we were in the studio and there was a porn magazine on the table with a funny word on the cover. And I said, that word will be the name of this song. I never thought anybody would actually run with it. The name of that song was none other than Nookie by Limp Bizkit, the featured track on this episode. I'm Dr. Mayshawn, and this is Lyrical.